Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second, the right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting seventh, the catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. For the St. Louis Cardinals, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting second, the shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting third, the first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Charlie James. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Gary Kolb. Batting eighth, the catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ernie Broglio. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ernie Broglio. And now, play ball. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum strikes out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Broglio fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer takes first base on ball four. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James takes first base on ball four. Boyer moves to second. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs fields it and throws to second for the out. Boyer moves to third. One out. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bertel. The throw from McCarver to Javier and they have Bertel trapped. The throw over to White, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth bunts towards the mound. Braulio fields it and throws to first for the out. Rogers moves to second. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rogers moves to third. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ernie Braulio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braulio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. James hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubs hits a line drive into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bertel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rogers takes first base on ball four. Verpel moves to second. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-0 in the game. Ellsworth bunts, foul, in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landrum is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb is 0-for-1 in the game. Kolb hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarver takes first base on ball four. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio is 0-for-1 in the game. Broglio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from McCarver and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Kolb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-2 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Javier moves to second. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hub scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Javier moves to third. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bertel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hubbs moves to second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Hubs moves to third. Bertel moves to second. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hubs scores. Bertel scores. Rogers moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards first. White fields it and throws to second for the out. Rogers moves to third. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. James hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-2 in the game. Flood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landrum. Flood reaches second base with a double. James moves to third. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb is 0-for-2 in the game. Kolb takes first base on ball 4. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCarver strikes out. One out. Stan Musial pinch hits for Ernie Broglio. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial strikes out. Two outs. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Javier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Botton now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hubs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-3 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. James hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burkell is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Burkell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Rogers strikes out. 2 outs. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Flood moves to third. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kolb is called out on strikes. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCarver hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burkell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Sawatzky pinch hits for Ed Botta. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and St. Louis Cardinals, 0. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.